What we're going to do with histemi, Dave, is we're going to take this in two parts. One day for the first half, and one day for the second half of the chapter. So I'm going to split it up. I found this to be helpful. The first day, that is to say for Wednesday, for tomorrow, we're going to be dealing with the first three principal parts. And the second day, we will deal with the last three principal parts. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is this. Histemi is the third major me verb. We had an e vowel me verb, which basically had a the as the stem. We had an o vowel me verb, which had duh as the stem. And now we have histemi, which has not an E vowel or an O vowel, but an A vowel. This verb means to stand, and our word stand comes from it. Now, in actual fact, the front of this verb has a rough breathing mark, which indicates the loss of an initial consonant. The initial consonant was a sigma. So this verb was originally systemi. This sigma dropped, and its absence is indicated by the presence of a rough breathing mark. The yota in front is itself the same as the yota in tithemi or didomi. So it's like systemi, histemi. We're going to have the same principles. What are those? The principles are that the first principal part will have the yoda at the front. The other principal parts, the yoda goes away, just like tithemi did, just like didomi did. Now, the hard part about histemi is not really the morphology, it's the meaning. Because the verb histemi, to stand, is itself both transitive and intransitive. So I can say this. He stood the stool in front of James. That means he made the stool to stand in front of James. He stood before the class. That's intransitive. I didn't stand something else. I'm just there on my feet. Transitive and intransitive meanings of histemi are key to distinguishing this. All right, now, what do you suppose in general? I'm just asking you for your own kind of conception of this in English. Let's ask you, Bobby. Do you suppose that the transitive meaning of histemi is more frequent or the intransitive meaning? Which do you say more? I stood it over in the corner or I stood in front of him? Intransitive, that's correct. So, you know, you're probably talking about 3-1 or something like that, that the intransitive is going to be more common. Now, for the first two principal parts, the first two, principal part one and principal part two, the present and imperfect off of number one and the future in number two, what you are going to have is that the active forms, the active forms, will be transitive. That is to say, making somebody stand or something stand. Or this one, Kefi. He stood the book on end. That's transitive. If you say, now, the book is standing there on end, that is intransitive. So how do you express intransitive then? You use the passive or even the middle. So basically, this is our principle from chapter 24, section D. Passives used in an active but intransitive sense. So here, the general rule for histemi then is actives are transitive, middle passives are intransitive.